Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
It's hard to know who's going to play due to the latest COVID variant. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Three bowl games with ACC teams were canceled, and three basketball games scheduled for Wednesday have been postponed. Virginia Tech's proximity to Omicron infections scrubbed its trip to Chapel Hill. Duke cannot go to Clemson, and FSU won't be traveling to BC for the same reason. It is likely that after the Tar Heels will not be hosting Virginia Tech, they also won't be going to Boston College on Saturday, New Year's Day. There may not be enough distance between positive tests and a next game. Frankly, it still worries me about the Mayo Bowl Thursday, since both the UNC and South Carolina teams reconvened in Charlotte after they went home for the Christmas holiday. What are the chances that one or two of the 85 players in each squad did not heed their coach's warning? We've had one guy in 2 years who missed a game because of COVID, Mack Brown said before Christmas. Our guys have handled it so well. So we told them, when at home, be smart around your friends. Wear your mask. Take care of yourself. You don't want to bring it back to the team because it spread so fast. You could obviously have a game canceled. Assuming every player was tested in private upon arriving in Charlotte, and we haven't heard anything by now, there was no mass outbreak on either team. Since Carolina has been good about announcing injuries before games, we should learn if any players tested positive and were sent home. Brown said in preparation his team has done some cross-training, so players might be ready to step in it other than the regular positions. And according to the head coach, every assistant as well as the head man has a backup who will take over the duties of any unavailable coach. The UNC medical staff has done a commendable job in keeping athletes healthy so they could play a second season without an outbreak that has so shortened other rosters their games could not be played. College basketball protocols say that if a team has seven healthy players and one coach, it has to go on with the game, whether that might be the first seven or the last seven. Imagine a coach forced to play an important conference game without two or three of his top guys, or himself. This is Archansky. See ya.